Welcome to Timeless Truths. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns. I'm glad you're listening today. The air is turning crisp. The leaves are falling. And with every change of season, we're reminded that while everything around us shifts, our shepherd never does. Today, we continue our I Am series with one of the most tender names Jesus gave himself, the Good Shepherd. He knows his sheep by name. He leads them safely. And he gave his life for them. I'm excited about what God is going to say to us as we study the Good Shepherd today.
You see, our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, we're going to have to understand. If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that he is. He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Welcome to Timeless Truths. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and I'm glad you're listening today. In our series entitled I Am, we've been exploring the great I Am statements of Jesus, each one revealing something about who he is and what he offers to every heart that believes. And today we come to one of the most tender and personal I Am statements of them all. Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. When Jesus spoke those words in John chapter 10, he wasn't describing a distant caretaker. He was describing himself as one who knows his sheep by name, leads them safely, and even lays down his life for them. Now, that's not religion. That's a relationship. That's love that walks through the valley with you. And maybe today you're walking through a difficult place, a place of loss or a place of confusion or fear. Remember this, the Good Shepherd doesn't just point you toward green pastures. He walks beside you all the way there. And he restores and he protects and he never abandons his flock. The same voice that called Lazarus from the tomb is calling you to trust and to rest and to follow him. So we're going to look at this message. We're going to continue this message. We're really excited about it. But first, we're going to listen to an old hymn. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. You listen to the words of this incredible hymn, how great thou art. I hope you'll sing along as well.
My soul, my Savior God, to thee,
Wonderful. And this is the message of John chapter 10 as we consider the Good Shepherd. We're going to continue our message here this morning, John 10, verse 11. The Bible says, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Another sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. I am the Good Shepherd. We've gone through several different messages. I am the bread of life. I am the true vine. These are all powerful expressions of God's deity and God's care. And in John chapter 10, we notice that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. He is the shepherd who gave his life for the sheep, but also the shepherd who cares deeply for the sheep. We notice the shepherd's provision in verse 11. And this provision is seen in him, the shepherd, giving his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Jesus provides what no other shepherd can give, his very life. And this is the greatest need that we have in our world today. The greatest need is for forgiveness. It's for redemption. The Bible says, moreover, in Romans 8, verse 30, moreover, he did predestinate them he also called, and to whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, he also glorified. And the Bible says in chapter 8 in verse number 31, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And then verse 32, it says, he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. This is the message of the Good Shepherd. He gave his life so that we could have eternal life. He died so that we could have a home in heaven and a relationship with Almighty God. And this is incredible. He willingly gave of himself so that we can live.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's G-I-V-E at KitchenerBaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, but best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
And the Bible says that he is a loving sacrifice. God commended, he demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He willingly gave of himself. We were enemies, we were sinners, we were separated, and Jesus gave himself so that we can be restored. We can be reconciled, is the Bible word that's used, reconciled. We can be redeemed, to be bought back. And so he loved us. He gave himself for us. This is a great, great truth. His loving sacrifice, his lasting substitution, is that the sacrifice that Jesus presented on the cross, his life that he gave, it was a substitution. It was a sacrifice that was enough. He died for the iniquity of us all, the Bible says. He gave himself. It was enough. His sacrifice was enough. And so he died so that we could have eternal life. Hebrews 9:26 says, to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And so his death was enough. His sacrifice was enough. It was a lasting substitution as he took our place. He died for our sins so that we could have eternal life. And this is the shepherd's provision. He said, I lay down my life. Then we think of the shepherd's protection. We consider for a moment as we review these thoughts that there's the hireling that is not the shepherd. And the problem with the hireling, as the Bible tells us in verse 12 and 13, is that it's just someone paid to watch the sheep, but who has no real love, no real ownership, no real investment in them. And so the wolf will come, and they're only interested in personal gain. And I think the comparison here is of Jesus, who's the good shepherd, and the Pharisees, who are false shepherds. And they are leading Israel astray. They're leading Israel away from God because they had rejected the Son of God. And I think today, of all of the different pastors, under shepherds in our world today, that are not leading people to Jesus, are not preaching the gospel, they're not directing people to God, these are false shepherds. And they don't care about the sheep. You know, I think of pastors today who care more about money, more about popularity, more about position than they do about people. And this is not what the Bible teaches us. The Bible teaches us that the pastor should care about the people, and he should preach the word of God and not be concerned about what is acceptable in society, what is politically correct, but he should preach, thus saith the Lord, because that's what the sheep need to hear. That's what the church needs to hear. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. And I think today that shepherds can be so concerned about the opinions of others that they forget that they are to preach the gospel, that they are to lift up Jesus, and they are to make sure that Christ is pleased with their ministry. It doesn't matter about what the world has to say. I love what Charles Spurgeon used to say. He says, my job is not to entertain goats, it's to feed the sheep. And we need to be faithful as pastors and teachers to lift up Jesus, not be concerned about what is politically correct, but to preach the Bible. And so there's the contrast with the hireling. The contrast is these are false shepherds who care more about themselves than they do the sheep. And then there's the courage in the face of danger. Jesus willingly faces the wolf. He faces danger. And I think this can be seen as Jesus stood against death itself. And he conquered death. He conquered the devil through the cross. I want us to think about not only the shepherd's provision and protection, but the shepherd's personal care. In verse number 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. I want us to think about his friendship. I know my sheep and am known of mine. The good shepherd knows their weaknesses. He knows their names. He knows everything about them. And we think about his fellowship. this fellowship is closeness and unity, as the Father knoweth me and I know the Father. There's that unity that he has with the sheep. I want us to think about, fourthly, the shepherd's pursuit. It's found in verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also, he says, I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Now, the good shepherd actively seeks the wandering and the unreached. You can notice this in the Bible, as the scriptures teach us that Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. He went and he chased after the one. He left the 99, the scripture says. And so he's a personal shepherd, but he's a shepherd that pursues sinners. And we notice that this is a global flock. The Bible refers here to John 10:16. It refers to the Gentiles, or the inclusion of the Gentiles, and a vision for the world. Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Now, these other sheep include the Gentile people. And Jesus said, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And that includes you, and that includes me, as we think about a global flock. You see, Jesus is concerned and seeking and pursuing people around the world. He cares about people around the world. It's a global flock. It's a gospel call. Them also I must bring. And it's an invitation to all. It's an invitation to all. It's an invitation to the world to hear his voice and to come. Revelation 22:16 says this, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. So the bringing is because of the coming. They must come. He must bring. There's the connection there. As they come to him, as they listen to the invitation, as they accept the gospel call, then Jesus says, them I must bring. And there will be one fold. That one fold are those who are in Christ. It is to be born again, to be saved, to be in Jesus Christ. And I hope today that you're a Christian. I hope that you know the Lord as your Savior today. No matter where you are in your life, I hope that you've put your faith and trust in Jesus and in him alone, not in religion, not in good works, not in your own merits, but in the merit of Christ, the Good Shepherd. And then let's notice the shepherd's power in verses 17 to verse 18. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. A couple of thoughts here. His sovereign authority. He willingly gave his life. They didn't take his life. Jesus was not murdered. His life wasn't taken unexpectedly. He didn't even die as a witness of the truth. He died as the truth. He was a sacrifice. The only one nailed to a Roman cross of all the thousands crucified, Jesus was the only one who didn't fight back. Isaiah 53 says he was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Peter says he was reviled, but he reviled not again. He willingly gave his life. He says, they didn't take it from me. I willingly gave it. And then we notice his supreme victory. Jesus said, I have the power or the authority to lay down my life, but I also have that same authority to take it up again. The good shepherd would give his life for the sheep. He would die for the sheep, but he would live again, and he would live for the sheep. He ever liveth to make intercession for them. And now today we live through the very power of the good shepherd. You see, Jesus isn't just a shepherd. He's the good shepherd. And he provides, he protects, he personally cares, he pursues, and empowers his sheep every day. Do you know the good shepherd today? Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? Here's my invitation. It's come. It's come to the good shepherd. It's trust in him for eternal life, and he'll save you today.
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can pray a prayer similar to this one. Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen. This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today, fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at kitchenerhope.com. Again, that website is kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. During our Wednesday night service, we have a teen program and a kids program. So, you can bring the whole family. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.